Radio Shema Podcast.
Hello, everyone. It's so exciting that we can meet together by radio, even though we may live thousands of miles apart. I know that God always has something powerful to share with us, so I'm glad you joined me as we listen to His message for us today. It is true that the entire Bible was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I know that many religions in the world do not agree with that statement, but that does not make it any less true. The entire Bible was written to teach us about how wonderful it is to have a personal relationship with God through His Son Jesus Christ. The entire Bible was written to tell us of God's love and His plan for His people. In the New Testament, Matthew wrote his gospel to prove Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew wrote to tell us the value of worshiping God. In the book of Mark, he wrote about the discussions and arguments Jesus had with the Pharisees as he tried to get them to see that they had turned something wonderful into something that was a huge burden to people. He wanted them to see that a personal relationship with God should be something wonderful, not just a bunch of hard work trying to follow the rules that man had made up. Jesus had the most problems with the religious guys because they wanted to be more important than a person's personal relationship with God. They were more interested in people having a relationship with the church than they were in a person's relationship with God through His Son Jesus Christ. The Pharisees taught that only certain people could have a relationship with God. But God says that He loves every person on the face of this earth, and that He wants to express His love to each one personally, not just the Jews. I love it in Matthew 11, 28 and 29 when Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls if you come to me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus wants you to know that no matter where you are or what you are going through, if you come to Jesus today, you will find rest for your soul. That doesn't mean that everything will go the way you want them to go. It simply means that God will give you His peace, even in the middle of the storms of life. God told Moses that in Deuteronomy 12:8. He said, "You will cross the Jordan River and settle in the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and He will give you rest from all your enemies around you, so you will live in safety." Isn't that a great message? How many of you would like God to give you rest in the middle of the storms of your life? God told Moses how to do that. God just told him to follow His instructions. Do what God desires in the place He wants you to be, and He will give you rest. He doesn't tell them to get real religious and follow a whole bunch of man-made rules. He tells them that He has a place of blessing for them. So if they will go there and allow Him to be their God, then He will work out the details. He will give them rest. Notice that God is the source of the rest. He gives them the place to be, and He gives them His peace. In other words, we cannot create our own peace. It is a gift from God. Galatians chapter 5 tells us that God's peace is a fruit of God's Spirit. Back in Genesis 2, God tells us that He created the Garden of Eden to be a place of rest. But Adam and Eve rejected God's peace when they went against His instructions. God gave us the Sabbath as a time of rest. God gave His people the promised land so they would have a place of rest, because it is God's provision for them. It all summarizes this way: God's peace only comes from God through His Son Jesus Christ. We cannot find true peace from any other source. The reason our lives get out of balance is because we are not resting in God. We get stress and anxiety when we don't depend on Him. The world tends to define peace as we are not killing each other. That is not true peace. We can sign all of the so-called peace treaties that we want, but true peace only comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. There are so many wars and unrest because we keep trying to do things our own way. My prayer is that leaders around the world would turn their hearts and their lives over to the love of Jesus Christ, and that they would allow Him to give them true rest, true peace. Maybe we should do less fighting and trust God more. God is a God of love and peace. Why settle for anything less when we can have the best? If you have not done so already, let me encourage each of you listening today to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Tell Him that you have lived your life your way for long enough, and now you want to live your life for Him. Tell Him you want to have His love and peace in your heart. I promise you that if you pray that and are serious about it, then He will come into your heart and your life. That will be a life-changing time for you as He enters into your life and begins to give you blessings that are only available through Him. I suspect that many people in the world have worked so hard and are surrounded by so much comfort that they don't think they need Jesus in their lives. It is easy for people to think they have done pretty well by themselves, so why would they need Jesus? From their perspective, they are doing pretty well. The truth is that without Christ in our lives, we can only have a counterfeit peace. Another important thing to realize is that without Christ, our eternal destination is hell, an eternity of pain and sorrow. Only Christ can change our eternal destination to heaven, an eternity with all the blessings of God. God wants to have a personal relationship with each one of us. The challenge is often that we get so busy with our lives that we literally do not have time for God. We are so focused on this world that we do not see what God wants to do in our lives. He tells us that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. But we are so busy carrying the load ourselves that we don't give ourselves the opportunity to find out what it means to have an easy yoke and a light burden. All you have to do is watch people for a while to see that most of them feel incredibly burdened with the demands of life. God wants to set us free. Can I challenge you today? Try to slow down long enough to hear God speaking to you. Enter into His rest long enough to really begin experiencing His peace. The more you allow God to work in your life, the more of His blessings you will be able to accept into your life. Without a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, we really cannot walk in true rest and peace. With Him in our lives, we can experience His blessings. The culture of the world pushes us to accomplish more and more all the time. That lifestyle may lead to some worldly success, but spiritual failures. When someone is on their deathbeds, they never say they wish they had spent more time working. At that point in their lives, they are looking at what is eternally important. They are looking at the quality of their relationships with God and with others. A man named Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to keep what he cannot lose." That means that it is the wise person who focuses on what is really important in life instead of filling your life with a bunch of things that have no eternal value. Many people are filling their lives with things that just lead to stress and anxiety. God wants you to have His rest and His peace. We all want to be successful in life, but maybe we have the wrong definition of what it means to be a success. If that describes you, then let me encourage you. God can help you get going in the right direction. Instead of focusing all of our energy on having as much worldly success as possible, maybe it would be better to focus on being significant, of having value as a godly father, mother, daughter, or son. Paul said in the book of Philippians that we need to change our energy source from our best efforts to letting Christ live through us. We need also to change our way of thinking from resting on confidence in our own accomplishments to resting on being in Christ. Third, we have to change our goal from filling our lives with a bunch of worldly things and instead focus on getting God's prize. The way that change happens is to allow God to direct your life. That's what happened to the Apostle Paul. He was on his way to greater significance. He was riding down the road to Damascus to persecute more Christians, but he got knocked off his horse and was blinded by the light of God. Let's allow God to interrupt us. Let's allow Him to direct us onto the path that leads to eternal blessings. You will be glad you did. Well, thank you for joining me today. Let me encourage you to invite someone to listen with you next time as we look to God's Word for our lives. In the meantime, God bless you and have a great day.